News from Oroville, May 8, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Sean, Anna, and Chloe. The weather today, through the next 4 days, shows a heat index that veers between 36 and 41 degrees, with southeasterly winds 21 to 28 kilometers per hour, and a slight chance of rain on Friday and Saturday nights. To commemorate its Silver Jubilee, the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industries Ladies Organization chose 25 Exceptional Indian Women of Excellence Awards. Longtime Orovillian Dr. Kamala Tiwari was one of those, awarded for her 59 years of welfare work in the medical field, initially in the Indian Army, followed by her work as both an allopathic and homeopathic doctor here in Oroville. Following is an excerpt from an interview in July 2008.
So it was November 76 I came. Then when we finally came here, I started work in the health center because I met a few people here who said to me that we in Oroville need homeopathy, and I believe you do homeopathy. And once a week I started working in the Oroville Health Center. And one day I used to sometimes take my jonga, go around the green belt. There was nothing, no doctor, and treat people there because they have asked for it. And one day I started sitting around Matri Mandir, but that's not the right place. So then I started that place, I shifted to Isai Ambalam, where they have under a tree I used to sit and gave medicines. You know, it was really like pioneers we were. And my husband, in the meanwhile, he had started this Jardin de Mer. I used to work in the mornings in the health center when once this house was ready. In the afternoon, I used to come and help him plant trees. Now here, there were no hedges, there were no trees, nothing, completely barren. He must have planted at least 1,000 trees in this area. You can imagine. It was completely barren. Now, each tree had to be protected. Not only 3x3x3, what we call the mixture, local soil, compost, and good sand, you know, the local soil, but three combinations. And then a hedge put around it so that the cows don't get at it. So all that trouble we had to take as pioneers, we did it. And then this is also, you see, miracles kept happening in our, I call them miracles, kept happening in our lives.
And what would you say to people who wants to come here?
I would say find something to do, find the purpose you want in life, and then come.
The Oroville Film Festival 2009 is organizing an educational outreach program as part of its activities, consisting of film courses in the schools, during which each student will make a one-minute video. The group will make a collective five-minute video, and all films will be screened in a special category in the Oroville Film Festival 09. Please contact marcoavc@oroville.org.in for further information. A group of 20 young design professionals and graduate students from top design schools in India have been selected to envision a pleasant and safe bicycling environment here in Oroville. With a team of mentors from various units, they will design and build prototypes of cycle stands, shelters, barriers, signs, lighting, etc. during a one-month workshop. As part of a user-centered design process, input from cyclists and non-cyclists during the research phase on 21st and 22nd May via spot questions and video observations will take place. For further information, contact bikescape@gmail.com. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.